Hi, this is Pat Fraley, purveyor of Duck, Doug, and Villain voices. And you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio. This is episode 333. I'm, of course, TFG on Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo!
Kermit the Frog there.
Kermit the Frog here.
That's right, that's right. We are here to talk about the Geek Smorgasbord of 2024, part one. The only reason why this is part one is because in part two, later in December, this episode will air April 5th. Part two, when we end up recording that, either right before or right after Thanksgiving, we'll release December 5th to see how much of a geek smorgasbord this year will be, because we still don't know yet. It's only April.
It's not July.
In July, peas grow there. So, you and I have talked about this off-air that we're just really not that excited for a lot of things this year. Like, there just doesn't seem to be...
I was saying sadly not.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's a thing of getting spoiled or getting leaks about things, or there just isn't enough hype, or maybe I'm just not paying attention to the hype.
I just don't think there's a whole lot out there.
Before the show, you and I kind of went back and forth, and I wrote down several things that we can sort of talk about that we're looking forward to. Beverly Hills Cop 4, which we have been looking forward to since 2009 when we started the GeekCast Radio Network.
Yup.
Oh, Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die. Hope that's the last in that franchise, just because I just think it needs to... I love the first three movies. I'm interested, very interested for the fourth one, but I think after that, it needs to go the way of Lethal Weapon. Nobody wants Lethal Weapon 5 nowadays.
Well, there's been talks of a Lethal Weapon 5 with Mel Gibson directing.
Yeah.
But at this point, Danny Glover and him would both be in, like, wheelchairs. I'm getting too old for this shit. And then they're just sitting there, hey, stop rolling my wheels. Uh-huh. You know, and they're going to be like, I can't get there. You got Mel Gibson trying to, like, trip over something, and he's going to break an ankle, and then Danny Glover's going to be in a wheelchair, and Chris Rock's going to be like, going to be like, see what you did, Granddad?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't need a bunch of sequels like long time after. And I think honestly, Bad Boys 4 is to get Will Smith's career off the ground again after slapping Chris Rock.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. As long as the story is good, and from what I've seen from the first trailer, it looks to be pretty good. The third one was good. So, you know, it is what it is. But I've never needed a Lethal Weapon 5, even before Richard Donner's passing, which was a couple of years ago, or might have been longer than a couple of years ago. I don't remember off the top of my head, and I'm not actually looking it up right now, folks. And Lethal 4 just... It ended on, you know, we're not friends, we're family, and the photograph and whatever, and, you know, why can't we all be friends? And that was a perfect way to end that movie in 1998.
It was that long ago?
Now I'm going to have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure, because I know the third movie was 1993.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to, kind of thing?
I mean, I'm looking forward to a couple of movies. I'm not huge into Beetlejuice. I really don't care per se about it. However, I'm excited because Keaton and the original cast and Tim Burton are tied to it. Just to see where they go, more than anything else. I'm not a big fan of the original film by any means, but I mean, if anybody's going to come back and do it, like 30, 40 years later, it's going to be Keaton. And he was awesome in The Flash as Batman. And I would have loved to have had him as Batman in his own standalone film or do like a proper Batman Beyond and have him be an old man Bruce passing the torch. And, you know, just something to get him past, like, oh, we got to get Bruce Wayne in there as Batman. And we reboot him every three films. It would have been nice to kind of move on from that, considering they can't seem to do it right. And
this is Kevin Conroy, and I am the goddamn Batman.
From what I remember watching The Batman, I did not think Pattinson was a bad Batman or a bad Bruce Wayne, considering it's set in year two of Batman's career. I just felt that that movie was just an hour and a half too long.
Yeah. So it needed to be 20 minutes long?
Well, it was 3 hours. That movie's
I know, I don't want to see it because of that.
Yeah, well, even sitting here at home watching it on Max, I'm like, this movie is going on too damn long. And we're not here in the Geek Smorgasbord, folks, to sit here and complain about the stuff. I'm trying to be a positive thing here. But Lethal, the original Lethal was 87. The second one was 89. The third one was 92, not 93. And then the fourth one was 1998, like I thought.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
We old, man. We old.
Yeah, we old. It's so old. It, 1998 was so long ago.
I need to summon you here for a purpose.
No. Go away, unicorn.
Well, I was referencing, like, dying Orson Welles.
Yep.
I'm too old to be in a giant robot.
Yeah. To the point I died before the film came out and they got Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's, and I've told people this and some people have looked at me like I was crazy, but, and I mean, I am kind of crazy sometimes, but when that Beverly Hills Cop Axel F trailer dropped, literally, like, I saw it 2 seconds before you sent it to me. And then all that day, I watched it. I don't know. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I don't know if it's because it was a good damn trailer and I'm excited for the movie, or if it's just a good damn trailer. But again, like I've already said, and like you've said before on this show and other shows, if it wasn't going to be good, Eddie would not have come back. There would not be a Beverly Hills Cop 4. He has said that for the last 30 years since the original third film was 94.
They've been trying to milk that too, and he's like, dude, the movie sucks, I ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they've been actively working with him on it for the better part of like 2 decades.
Yep.
And he finally got one he was willing to do.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, God, I just realized, yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 3, 1994. That film is 30 years old this year. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Bad Boys 4 after seeing the Ride or Die trailer, just to see the franchise go on a good note. I understand it's probably to get Will's career back on track after the slap and the Oscars and everything else. But the trailer looks pretty good, and why you gotta kill Joey Pants, man? Come on, but I get it. It's a story. Look, everybody remembers Wusa. Say what you will about the second film, and I love Bad Boys too, but everybody remembers Wusa, and that was all Joey Pantolonio, and just is so good.
Wusa! Wusa! All right, positive.
You and I are eventually going to cover Deadpool 1 and 2 in preparation for 3. I am looking forward to 3, even though I have not seen the first two as of this recording, but I will by the time the third movie comes out, because like I said, we're going to cover that over on Studio 2009. And I like the way he and Reynolds and Jackman are together. I think that's hilarious. They've always done jokes back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over the years, and that's going to be fun. Beetlejuice, like you said, because it's Keaton, and I liked the first Beetlejuice. It was all right. It was quirky. It was wacky. It was the 80s. It was Tim Burton. Wasn't it right before Batman?
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind here.
Yeah.
I want to say Beetlejuice was 88, and Batman was...
Yeah, it came out 88 or 87.
Yeah, 88. 88 was Beetlejuice, and then 89 was Batman. So Tim Burton, basically two blockbusters. And that was the way back then. Like, there are certain things in the 80s where you're like, oh my god, how did they do that? As far as, like, directors or movies and music and things where it's like certain artists, and I'm not going to turn this into a whole music thing, but certain artists would release an album every year. Normally it's, you know, we're used to 2 or 3 years between things. Back then, some artists would release an album a year kind of thing. And yeah, so I'm not going to say it in the fact that I believe it, because I don't believe it. But this year, it just seems like there's no big anything yet. Like, there's no big hullabaloo about anything. There's no next of... Let's face it, the whole geek world turned into a cinematic universe. Whether that's Marvel, whether that's what...
I feel like it's like the dot-com bubble. I feel like everything's kind of burst.
Mm-hmm.
And it culminated with the writer's strike. And, you know, the actor strike. And because, I mean, let's face it, during COVID, everything went kind of all over the place. And they had millions of shows. They had all kinds of stuff going. And now we're at this point where everything's course correcting.
Yeah.
And we're intentionally trying to get to this new era of movies and television, and a lot of stuff's getting canceled, a lot of stuff's getting removed, streaming's kind of floundering. The cinematic universe thing is getting milked to the point that everybody's tired of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't give a rip about anything Marvel anymore. I want to see Deadpool for Deadpool. I want to see Spider-Man for Spider-Man. Right. I don't really care about the cinematic universes since Endgame. And then DC has never been good at it.
No. I mean, here's hoping, but no. They've never been good at it in the past. And the thing is that one movie started the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that was Iron Man. And then it went into all this stuff. And like you said, with Endgame, that was an ending. It ended it. It ended that final phase of that chapter of whatever. And yes, they went on to do several TV shows, which I've covered and talked about on several other episodes of different shows and whatever else here on the GCRN. And those shows, some of them have been good, some of them haven't been good, and it's all right. But I think where Marvel and Disney kind of lost their collective minds was during the pandemic, and they announced everything in almost everything in phase 5 and 6, and I'm like, how are you gonna plan that? Like, I plan far, and you know, Steve knows how far I plan, folks, and even my plans don't always stay the way that I want them to stay. So, you know, like, I don't know why they did that when they did that right before the pandemic, as far as saying, hey, guess what? This is what's going to be over the next blah, 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 blah. And some of it has come to pass and some of it hasn't, or things have changed or plans have changed, whatever, fine. But yeah, like, I've said this before on other shows too. I probably said it here on Geekcast Radio. I do miss the single film. We've done several episodes on Studio 2009 where we talk about... you and I did the double shot of Six Underground and The Atom Project, which are two Ryan Reynolds vehicles. And those are two singular films. Yes, they could have had sequels. I'm glad they didn't.
Now, Free Guy is going to have a sequel, but I don't feel like it needs one.
Yeah, Free Guy is going to have a sequel. And you're right, it doesn't need one. But it's going to, because it is what it is. And that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, going from this whole sequels and threequels and fourquels and fivequels and sevenquels and whatever quel you want to say, and then universes and whatever, you're now seeing the going back to where it was 40 years ago in the 80s, where they were mostly single films, maybe you got a sequel if you're lucky, kind of thing.
Well, I mean, I remember watching, you know, like, we got Suburban Commando, we got, you know, Surf Ninjas, we got, you know, these nice one-off films that we just don't get anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there were tons. Blank Check. I mean, like, we got tons of these single film things going on. They were all great, and they didn't need a sequel.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. And I know people are going to be listening to this and be saying, you guys are nuts. Because I know everyone's going to say, Suburban Commando, Blank Check, and Drop Dead Fred, and whatever else, don't hold up. They're not supposed to hold up. You're supposed to look at them in the time that they were made.
Yep. Well, it's like looking back.
But yeah.
You know, looking back at some of the old Batman films, yeah, they don't really hold up today either, but you watch them for when they existed.
I just saw another, I don't know if it was another new poster or another, or maybe it was an old, I don't know. I saw Reynolds post on Instagram a new poster of If, imaginary figure, imaginary friend, or whatever the If movie is supposed to be. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Let's see, what else? Comic stuff. I'm really digging the Energon universe that Skybound is doing with the Hasbro properties. Transformers is very... not really boots... it's not as dense as a lot of the IDW stuff is. The IDW stuff is good. It's great. Ryan, the Uneven Flow, and I covered a lot of it, almost all of it, pretty much, over on the pull bag for years. But the new Skybound stuff is very G1, but also it's a good story. First time in 40 years that I'm really interested to see what's going on with G.I. Joe. Like, this is kind of my, oh my god, I'm finally paying attention to G.I. Joe kind of thing, because they're not really doing... it has the feel of the old Sunbow cartoon, but they're not doing directly that.
Yeah.
What was done, and I have those DVDs. I have the old the Sunbow G.I. Joe seasons. I just have never watched them. I haven't had time or a reason to, oh my god, I must watch these to podcast about them immediately kind of thing, and I'll do it eventually, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
I know. Well, we tried to do, like, we thought of, like, oh, let's do Cobra Cast. And then we were like, nobody cares. Well, that our schedules didn't. But I mean, like, I had the whole series at one time. I've since, like, purged, like, all of my DVDs of just about everything since we started the network. And I either have it digitally or I just rely on streaming. But no, I mean, I'm excited for some of the stuff. Like, I haven't read anything from Skybound yet. I'm waiting for a trade to come out, and then I'll probably just buy the first trade of G1. More so just because I'm so far behind and I don't have, like, review access to like read it ahead of time to review it.
I don't either.
Yeah, so I mean, if I had that, I would review it happily, like, and then know what's in the know. But like, I never got into IDW. Never could. I read the old Marvel stuff. I read Dreamwave, and then after coming from those to IDW, I really didn't like the illustrations, and then I didn't like the storytelling. Because once they got past the initial first year, where they were doing some of the, you know, the spotlights and some of that stuff, or some of the Beast Wars stuff, I really didn't like them until the new Beast Wars comic came out, and then like their G1 stuff just got too diluted between multiple series of having to figure out what's going on. It felt too much like Batman, how like a lot of the stuff gets kind of mixed and molded with other series, and it's like, well, if you want to understand this, you have to go to here. Whereas like the old Marvel stuff was like, you know, if you missed this or you want to reference this, you know, they had like notes of this is the comic earlier in this series that you want to reference.
Yeah. Well, the thing, this is more for you than for the audience, because the audience probably knows by now. The thing for you is that, and this is how it was explained to me, you can ignore IDW 1.0 all you want. IDW 2.0 is kind of where it was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And basically, the way I was told to do it was you start with the Death of Optimus Prime one shot, and then you go one or two roads. You can go More Than Meets the Eye, or Robots in Disguise. More Than Meets the Eye is the space adventure with Rodimus and the crew of the Lost Light. Robots in Disguise is Starscream as the leader of Cybertron and all the political nonsense that Starscream has to go through on Cybertron as the leader. And then those two books change from the More Than Meets the Eye turns into The Lost Light, and then Robots in Disguise turns into Optimus Prime. So it's basically it's the same series, they just renamed and renumbered, like DC does every week. So, but yeah, and again, that's fine. If it's not your thing, fine. But again, I think you would like the Skybound stuff. And yes, the trades for those are coming out, I think, after Free Comic Book Day or right before, so May or
yeah,
June.
Those I'm looking forward to, and I would buy a physical copy. I don't do the whole digital comic stuff, just because if they take it, or if they giveth, they take the way. It's always in my possession.
Normally, I absolutely agree with that. And the only reason why I went digital years ago was because I had a omnibus, which is like 12 to 13 to 17 issues in one hardcover book of Welcome Back, Frank. It was Punisher, Welcome Back, Frank. And I'm sitting there reading it for an episode of The Pull Bag, and next thing I know, I'm asleep, and the book falls out of my hand. The only reason why I fell asleep, it wasn't because of the content of the story. It was because the damn book was so damn heavy. The next day, I adopted digital for reading the story. Not necessarily. Yes, do I appreciate the art digitally? Yes, absolutely I do. But in order to consume the story is why I've stuck with digital all these years, because it's just easier for me. And yeah, you're right. At some point or another, Amazon is probably going to yoink or whatever they're going to do, and who knows what. But the funny thing is, I don't go back and read a lot of comics. Whatever we've done for the podcast, for the Pull Bag, that's my history of the comics that I've read in the last 11 years. Like, at 549 episodes in 11 years, holy crap. But, like, yeah, I don't go back and read a lot of the stuff that I've already read. It's just not how I operate, I guess, on comics. But 2024, folks, what are you looking forward to? Let us know in the comments on the website, geekcastradio.com. Anything else you want to bring up, sir, that we missed?
I don't think so. I'm just hoping that between, like, the toy market, between the film, between animation and gaming, I hope things kind of get their crap together, because a lot of it's very underwhelming or kind of meh at the moment. I mean, unless you're looking for a sequel from, like, the 90s, there's really nothing of sub... There's really nothing to pay attention to. And I know there's probably single films out there that I've not heard of, but, I mean, there's not, like, a whole lot of push to know what they are. And in that regard, so, like... So, like, I don't feel like there's as much attention on stuff unless it's, like, this multiversal, you know, revival or, like, multi-film series. Like, I don't feel like we really hear about any of it. I've been watching a lot of, like, original content on Netflix and other platforms because, honestly, it's something new and it's either clean or it's like something I can watch with my kids or, you know, like that Hot Wheels Let's Race. Like, my kids love that show. And the animations, you know, it's very similar to, it's like little 11-minute episodes, you know, kind of compacted. So, they find it very entertaining anyway. And so it's a nice show and very well done. Yeah, so I mean, a lot of the newer original stuff has been pretty good. I've really especially like the stuff that hasn't been like pandering to anybody. Like, it's just tell me a good story, good animation, or good plot, good, you know, that's just something where I can turn my brain off and I don't have to feel like I'm, you know, being vilified for something or. You know, or it's like trying to create like philosophical combative mental gymnastics. I've enjoyed more of the, that's why I watch a lot of the old stuff. Like, I know there's stuff in it, but I feel like that's a lot of our issues too with modern stuff, but we've also got, you know, the writer's strike and the actor's strike and everything else. It's kind of come down the pipe and they were pumping out a lot of trash during COVID. So we haven't had like quality stuff in years anyway. So I'm kind of looking forward to, once they kind of stabilize, get their feet back under them, figure out what they want to do, figure out what makes money, and then see what they pump out after that. Cause like right now we're kind of going to be in a lull for the next year or two.
Yeah. As far as the trailers go, you're right. Like, outside of Bad Boys 4 and Beverly Hills Cop 4, and maybe the If movie, and even Inside Out 2 is coming, I know, from Disney, which looks okay. But I'm on Rotten Tomatoes Trailers YouTube channel, and the trailers for they published this video 3 days ago as of this recording. Trailers this week, week 13 of 2024. First one, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Second one, Kinds of Kindness, The First Omen, Unfrosted, Spy X Family Code White.
That's the whole, that was a film? That long freaking title?
Yeah, Spy X Family Code White.
Wow.
Yeah. Mars Express, Force of Nature, The Dry 2. The Dead Don't Hurt. Bloodline Killer. Downtown Owl. Owls Living Downtown, yikes. Darkness of Man, I don't know. Name of the thing is Downtown Owl, I don't know.
I know, Darkness, that's why I said
who. Funny. Darkness of Man, Stress Positions, Catching Fire, the story of Anita Pallenberg, Lost Souls with a Z, Evil Does Not Exist, and Slow. Okay, there's a bunch of single movies. Like, there's other than Bad Boys 4, that's the only sequel in this trailer video here, this compilation that Rotten Tomatoes Trailers put together. There is a bunch of single films. I don't know if any of them are going to be good, because I haven't watched any of the trailers yet, but, we're not on the pulse of stuff right now, folks. And
that's why we don't do MWire anymore.
Yeah, and it's why Studio 2009, when we do movies, it's either movies we've never seen or never got to see at the time. Like, coming up, we're doing My buddy Dave Draper talked me into this only because we're doing the 12 months of Star Wars movies, because we're going through the Star Wars saga of Skywalker. I told him I'd never seen Raiders. He's like, what? I said, I was either 1 year, yeah, 81, yeah. I was a year old when Raiders came out, and the last 40-something years, I just have never had any interest in watching the first Indiana Jones movie. And that move, that series for me has always been all about Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, because I was 9 years old when that movie came out, and that's when I saw that movie. So we're going to cover that, and we are also going to cover the first and only Jurassic Park sequel in The Lost World, and we're going to do it as a double feature, The Raiders of the Lost World. So yeah, we cover old shit over on Studio 2009. We've done some new shit, too.
Yo.
Not a lot. Alright, folks, I think we're going to probably send it to a quick ad break, come back to close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Get...
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Hey Jared, I have this idea for a new show for the network.
What is it?
You know how I liked the 1990s comic book series, The New Warriors?
Yep.
And you know how at the Long Boss Crusade we're trying to get the YouTube channel going?
Yes, also correct.
Well, thanks. So, how about you and me do a live stream show about The New Warriors? You've never read the books before, and I have them, and so that's a great setup. We can give it a catchy name, like Come Out to Play. Don't you think that's the greatest idea?
Sure, Delvin, that's a great idea. Just one question.
Yeah?
Why do you have me dangling off this ledge, holding me by only one arm?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it soon, I hope. Come Out to Play, a New Warriors podcast, comes to you live on YouTube every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Long Box Crusade channel. If you can't watch it there, we replay them on the Long Box Crusade Network podcast feed, available anywhere podcasts can be found. We invite you to come along for the ride, or in other words, New Warriors. Come out to play, yay!
Hi everyone, I'm here to tell you about the DC Comics News Podcast, here every week to talk everything DC, movies, TV, comics, and everything in between. But don't just take my word for it, here are a couple of our sponsors. Listen to the DC Comics News Podcast, it's audio justice.
No, it's audio chaos, these wackos are crazier than I am.
Well, maybe you're both right. Regardless, you can catch us on every kind of podcast platform. Apple Podcasts,
Google Play,
Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you find great podcasts. So, can I go now?
Let him go. He did everything you asked.
No.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe Podcast from the universe and beyond.
I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music, I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing. Car.
Download this show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, folks, episode 333. It's taken us 16 years, almost 16. We're coming up on year 6. No, we're coming up on year 15. I'm on year 16. Yep. That's what it is. Yeah. We're 15 years, folks. 15 years, 333 episodes of Geekcast Radio. What else would you like to say before I run through the closing, sir?
I don't think I have anything really coming up overall. I mean, some ideas for content, but again, that requires time.
Yes, everything requires time. That's right. All right, folks, thank you for joining us here on Geekcast Radio. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Comment on this episode post, and after you've listened, let us know what you're excited about here in 2024 in geekdom. You can check us out on all the social media platforms at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. I am at TFG1 Mike on Twitter. What is your ex?
At SCP-21.
For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
Steve Megatron.
Until next time, unleash the geek in you.